high frequency. Yeah. Sync up. Already. Yay. I get up with the frequency each and every morning. Thanks, practice, gratitude, commence brainstorming. Live, awake, excited, new day, new me. TSA, courtesy of JRE and Scott Free. Too many folks shallow, scared to drown in the deep end. And I ain't pointing fingers, best believe I was one of them. The pain I was numbing in, self-inflicting punishment. The streets I was running in led me to consciousness. Yes, they can steal my flows, but can't block my shine, baby. You see my glow? Now I live in the light, radiating love. Son, you're a star, as below, so above. Am I too metaphysical? Are you over analytical? So many situations get critical. I'm a warrior, survivor is an understatement. Started subterranean, now we in the cosmos on some milky wavy shit. Sun kissed, melanin rich, health is wealth, we live abundant. Connected with the oneness, I'm off my dumb shit. I bring to you substance more specific, life is synchronistic. All is energy, fact, over fiction when I rap. That high frequency, yeah we on that. Sync with the most divine, catch contact. Physicality beyond that, high frequency we on that. Mind over matter, focus thoughts not. Home stars co-creating, spiral up, no ladder to heaven or hell. Can you leave a trail to higher, no polarities, the vibrations they all read.
They just hoping, going through the motions, staring at the doors, who could ever get this open, till I uncovered the secret to keeping it real. I got in touch with my soul, the fan my frequency feel. We playing follow the leader ain't going nowhere, that's why I'm living my life with a sovereign mind. All I want in this world is to spread love and greatness to you, using my music for we out of time. So for the divine, I'm doing my due diligence, giving some peace to views that's too militant. Doing it different, I got purpose and position. Feel the vibration, transmission is the mission. Need you to listen to these words, my dude. I swear my third eye got a bird's eye view. And do you wanna sync up? Cause I do. Surfing this wave, follow as we ride through.
All is energy, fact, over fiction when I rap. That high frequency, yeah, we on that. Sync with the most divine, catch contact. Physicality beyond that, high frequency, we on that. Mind over matter, thoughts not scattered. Co-stars, co-creating, spiral up, no ladder to heaven or hell. It's in you, leave a trail, the higher, no polarities, the vibrations, they all rare.
Let it marinate, cause this is very great. To every state, the burden on my back, well I carry weight. High frequency, high power, free spirit. Talking to the man upstairs and yeah, he hear it. Man, I'm riding the wave in five of the days. When we sparked up, that was the light of the haze. But now I'm synced up, yeah, my drink's up. Am I drinking again? Well, you know, yeah, the gig's up. Freedom ain't free, believe them, they not me. The oppressor knows my melanin rich, and I'm scot-free. That means I got away, BS, not today. Stop and say, we good, okay, no more drops today. This the high frequency, they gon' feel this. Still with optimism, but still, I'm the realist. They gon' feel this, yeah, real quick. Bring the chorus in. That's real shit.
All is energy, fact, over fiction when I rap. That high frequency, yeah, we on that. Sync with the most divine, catch contact. Physicality beyond that, high frequency, we on that. Mind over matter, thoughts not scattered. Co-stars, co-creating, spiral up, no ladder to heaven or hell. It's in you, leave a trail, the higher, no polarities, the vibrations, they all rare. Brother, you should found high frequency radio. Yeah, we on that. Peace, brother Paul Savage L. You already know. You are locked in, tuned in live. High frequency radio. Sync up.
Sync up.
Sync up.
Tune in on Saturdays and Sundays to The Vent at 7 p.m. Eastern on the baddest radio network on the planet, High Frequency Radio.
Peace to the gods and the goddesses.
Welcome to High Frequency Radio. You tuned in live with the Vent. I'm your host, DJ Joey Bounce L. Bay. Why not? I want to welcome you to the Vent tonight. Tonight we're going to be talking about this topic of discharge versus set off, and why we use lawful money versus fiat money. There's a lot of confusion there. So we're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to get into that. Actually, the show started a little bit earlier than I had liked. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break so I can finish getting things together for the show, and then we're going to get it popping. If you want to holler at me and call in, the call in number is 424-222-5250. You can press 1 to get into the queue. If you got some questions tonight, we're going to take your over-the-phone consultations. With that being said, want y'all to hang in there, and we're going to be right back listening to the Vent powered by High Frequency Radio.
Washington watch for a long time, and I had to do so, come all the way to California to the 2011 All-Star Game to hook up with Russell Simmons. He's got a new book out. It is Super Rich, A Guide to Having It All. Russell, welcome to Washington Watch.
Thank you, brother. You know, I was in Washington, and I missed you.
I know that. So that's what I'm saying.
And
so
I called ahead and everything.
I understand.
You're a little tough to catch as well.
Well, just a little bit. Just a little bit. Let's jump right into it. I've heard many different interviews. I read different interviews. I talked to you on Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Yeah.
And your critics, the first thing they say, Russell, you got it all. You got money. You're getting paid. So how all of a sudden are you now deciding to tell people there's a different way to have it all? When you hear that, what do you say?
Well, I think that criticism is legitimate. I hear it so often. I don't think it makes real good sense since your mother and your father and your preacher, your rabbi, imam, or whatever,
right.
your prophet, your scripture, all told you that having it all comes from within.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's told to you over and over again. I mean, of course, people forget, but it's etched in stone. You know, it's in each prophet's mouth and each teaching. So this book is about the same truth that you already have etched inside you. The idea is to have it ring a bell.
Here's what jumps out. I was at a church in Dallas several years ago, and they honored the member of the year. This woman didn't have a car, didn't have much money, but the pastor said whenever somebody was sick, she was always at the hospital first. When his father died, she was there taking care of him. And what they talked about was they said she had a prosperous spirit. Now, when people hear spiritual prosperity, it was interesting is this woman, the pastor said she didn't have a lot of money, she didn't have cars, but her spirit was prosperous because she was a giving woman.
There is a point in the book that was tough for me because I wanted to make sure that people got this message. I didn't want to tell them that you could have a prosperous spirit and you would be happy and that was all. Because I know that is not attractive to a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us are entitled, we need to empower ourselves. And maybe if we believe at the end there's some payoff, then we'll start to walk a different path. I can remind you that, of course, the story of Puffy is in that book. The story of Leo Cohen, the story of Kevin Lyles, the story of Julie Greenwald, the story of Michael Kaiser. All the people who were my intern became president.
Right.
The story of David Geffen as a intern working in the mailroom. All those stories are in the book. But those stories about people who went to work and they were focused on the present. They were giving. They were making sure everybody was better
right.
as interns. And when you make sure everybody's better as an intern, you study your craft. One day you're the leader. You're still a servant. But they look to you for leadership because you're making them better.
But the struggle seems to be, for a lot of people, they see it as 100% this, 100% that. So, for instance, I'll talk to people and they'll say, I want to have a bigger house, want to have more money. And I say, look, I understand it. I get that. But if you don't have a sense of happiness inside, if you don't have a sense of contentment, then even when you get that, you still may not be content. You still may not be happy, and you still might be miserable.
See, I would contend, and this is people would say this is more Eastern philosophy, but it's written in the Bible and the Quran and the Torah as well. The contentment is not partly inside. As a result, you know, and there is nothing on the outside that will make you happy. Money does not make you happy under any circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
Happy does make you money, though. This attractive giver.
What jumps out? One thing in writing this, where you said, "Wow, this is where I am today." This is where I used to be.
Okay, y'all, if you're on the live stream, for some reason, y'all, the show is going to end on the live stream here in about a minute, so we're going to restart the show. So I'm going to ask that everybody call back in the next 5 minutes. Peace to the gods.